Welcome to Connections with Pastor Cheryl Brady. Today's message is entitled, It's All Part of the Process. Stay tuned and be blessed, renewed, and revived by this powerful message.
In the beginning, the Bible said that God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved. Can you shout move? Now, here we have something that we can look at through the eyes of the law of first mention in Scripture. And if you know that, if you study your Bible, you understand that when something is mentioned in Scripture for the first time, that theme is consistent all the way throughout the book. So here is the first time that God talks about the Spirit. And the first thing that he tells us about the Spirit is that he is a moving God, meaning that he can make house calls, meaning that when you need him at 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, he doesn't send anybody else, but he comes himself. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's the God that gets in between you and trouble. He's the God that has motion. He is the God that can stop the car from smashing into the side of yours. He is the God that can get down inside of you and intercede for you and pray for you when you don't have the strength to pray for yourself. He is a moving God. Somebody shout, move, God. Now the word move there, it means to brood over, much like a mother hen would sit down on the top of her eggs for the hatching purposes. He sat down on the earth to bring out of the earth what was in the earth. Now I'm not talking about when you go home and sit in your lazy boy, but when a mother hen sits down on her eggs, she sits there expecting something to change. I want you to hit your neighbor and tell him, I'm expecting a change. The mother hen sits down on the eggs, just like God sat down on the earth. He sat down on the earth for the purpose of hatching what was inside of the earth. He sits on you and he sits on me for the purpose of hatching what is inside of us. How do I know I got anything in me, Pastor Brady? Because the Bible said, for we have this treasure and it is in earthen vessels. That means God has buried his treasure down inside of you. That means I'm carrying precious cargo. That means you better be careful how you touch me. I don't know what to call it. Like Mary, I call it a holy thing. There is a holy thing down inside. That's why I gotta make it. That's why I gotta survive. That's why I gotta outlast and outlive every fight that I find myself in, because I'm not in it by myself. There's a holy thing inside of me. But my dilemma is I'm a human thing. I'm the earthen vessel. But I got a holy thing on the inside. That's the treasure. And the only way that you'll ever get the holy thing up out of the human thing is if you allow God to sit down on your life. And the more that he sits and the more that he broods, the more he starts bringing up out of you. And just when I think I've become everything I'm going to become, all of a sudden he reaches in and he pulls something else out of me. See, I didn't know that I would ever have the courage to speak to this many people at the same time. I would have never, ever, ever thought it. Because see, I was just simply a worshiper. I was a worshiper, and God began to talk to people about me, and he had them start calling me to come and lead the people into worship. Well, I got really upset with him about that, because I just said, why did you do that? Why did you tell them about us? I won't ever forget that. I was just like, now they're calling me. Now I feel guilty to say no because I don't want to act like I'm ungrateful. But what we have is between us. Why are you making me do it in front of everybody? So when I thought I was just a worshiper, he reached into my life, and out of the worshiper, he pulled out a worship leader. Well, then I kind of could see the progression of the Lord. So I went back to him and I said, Lord, if there's anything else in my life, will you just sit on me until you bring it out? And he reached into the worship leader that he pulled out of the worshiper, and he pulled out a songwriter. And so I started writing songs. Well, I went back and I said, God, if there's anything else in me, would you just sit on me until you bring it out? And then he reached into the songwriter that he pulled out of the worship leader that he pulled out of the worshiper, and he pulled out a preacher. I would have never ever known it. See, it's the exceeding greatness of God. Then he reached into the preacher and he pulled out a pastor. And then he pulled out an evangelist. And then he pulled out Pastor Cheryl Brady. And now I'm here today talking to you. But it all started out with just me and him. He reached into Adam. He reached into the dirt and he pulled out a man. He reached into the man that he pulled out of the dirt and he pulled out a woman. He reached into the woman that he pulled out of the man that he pulled out of the dirt and he pulled out a family. He reached into the family that he pulled out of the woman that he pulled out of the man that he pulled out of the dirt. And he reached and pulled out a nation. And you and I are here today. And just when I thought I would not be anything else, he keeps reaching in and pulling things. Would you hit your sister and tell him, I didn't know I had it in me? And I would have never known had he not softened things up and had he not created an atmosphere for me to get a breakthrough. And while he was hatching on the outside, I was pecking away on the inside because I wanted out just as bad as he wanted me out. Touch your neighbor, tell him, peck your way out. Just peck your way out. Praise by praise, worship by worship. Peck your way out of your hard shell. And God knows just how much pressure to apply. He knows how much heat you need to get the breakthrough that you need. And he'll sit on you until you become everything that he said you were going to become before the foundation of the world. But the Bible said the earth was without form. For all of you today that feel like I ain't got nothing for God to work with, can I tell you the earth was without form? It was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. It was barren. It was empty. There was nothing there. But once God began to brood, once God began to breathe, all of a sudden, fish began to swim and birds began to fly. Herbs began to yield their seed. Trees began to yield its fruit. Darkness gave way to light so that the visible works of God could be made manifest. He talked, he talked, he talked his way into everything. And the Bible said that the entrance of his word brings light. That means as you're sitting here today with an open spirit, as his word penetrates you, the lights are going to start coming on. And when the light comes on, you see things that you have never seen before. Everything that you see is a result of the brooding of the Lord. He used a similar process when he created the church, because he said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. In other words, if there is no coming upon you of the Holy Ghost, you have no power. And because we've created a generation here that is so independent and they've got so many unteachable spirits, as a result, we got personality in the pulpits today, but we don't have a lot of power. Great singers, but no power. Great musicians, but no power. But when David picked up his harp, every evil spirit that had Saul tied up had to let him go because he had power. We need God to sit on us, ladies, until he broods over us, until he breathes on us, until he blows arrogance out of us, until he blows fear out of us, until he blows rebellion out of us, until he blows out the old man and blows in the new. We need him to sit on our gifts. We need him to sit on our talents. We need him to sit on our personalities. We need him to sit on our attitude. Sit on me, Jesus, till I can walk right, till I can talk right, till I can treat folk right. I need you to sit on my flesh, because my flesh is the enemy of my purpose. And you do have a purpose and you do have a plan. But can I tell you, you'll never embrace it. You'll never obtain it. You'll never walk into it until you allow God to sit on your life. I know somebody prophesied and said he was going to raise you up and make you all of that. But can I tell you that there are prerequisites to the promises of God? I said there are prerequisites. He told the children of Israel, sanctify yourselves, because in 3 days I'm going to do something in your life. life. The Bible said, let a man examine himself. I don't have to wait on a preacher. I got a Holy Ghost on the inside of me, and he tells me when my attitude is wrong. He tells me when I'm talking about the wrong thing. When I lay down at night, he says, Cheryl Brady, don't you ever say that again. Bottom line is that God is after your heart. And the more he has your heart, the more he starts revealing your potential. Because why should he tell you all of the things you can do when you won't give him thanks for the little things he's already exposed you to? Will you touch somebody and tell him, I'm full of potential? What you got to understand is that when God made you, he tucked everything that you would ever need to be who you are supposed to be down inside of you. Well, see, that blesses me right there, because that means I ain't got to play silly games with people. That means I ain't got to run around trying to kiss up with you to get over there and to get here and to get... No, I ain't got to do all of that. I ain't got to know you. All I got to know is him. When you know him, I'm going to tell you something he told me one time. He said, Cheryl, I'm getting ready to bless your life, but don't ever forget, I'm the man in your life. And I said, yes, Lord, you're the man, you're the man. He said, no, you ain't hearing me. He said, I'm the man in your life. You're my lady, I'm your man, which means I'm going to get every door for you. So he opened up that door. I'm glad to be here. And he opened up that door. I said, ah, he is the man. You ain't got to have money. All you got to have is him. Because he will command people to bless you. I said, he will command people that don't even like you will be blessing you. If God ever sits on your life, he can show you how to get to the top of your company in half the time. And you ain't got to sleep with nobody in the top to get there. If he ever sits down on your life, he can show you how to take not enough and turn it into more than enough. If he ever sits down on your life, he can show you how to take what they meant for evil and work it together for your good. Will you hit your sister and tell him it's all good, baby? It's all good. Get your pen, paper out. I'm gonna give you four things and I'm gonna be finished. This is gonna help some of us in here today. For when God is talking to us in Deuteronomy about his relationship with his people, he relates that relationship between an eagle and her eaglets. And most of the time, I don't know if you've ever done a study on eagles, but it's phenomenal. And most of the time, if you just watch what God does with an eagle. He really does similar things to us. So there are four things that an eagle does to her eaglet that you can expect God to do to you from time to time. Number one, what an eagle does to her eaglet is, and what God does to you, is he will shield you. He will shield you. Old folks used to say it like this, Jesus, be a fence all around me. Woo, y'all don't get me started on that right there. For the Lord our God is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory. Fear not, Abraham, for I am thy shield and I am thy exceeding great reward. Oh, Israel, trust thou in the Lord, for he is your help and he is your shield. Has there been anybody beside me ever had God to be a shield round about? That means he isolated you. That means he protected me. That means he insulated me. That means he kept the full brunt of the attack from wiping me out. That means he acclimated me to go through stuff I should have never been able to go through and come out on the other side. Well, have you ever been through anything and you look back over your shoulder and say, Lord, if it had not been for the Lord that had never come out of that, you should have been crazy. You should have been suicidal. You should have been hysterical. But look at God holding you up when the world is trying to tear you down. He'll stop you from seeing certain things. He'll stop you from hearing things. He'll stop you from believing things. He shielded me. He kept me through danger seen and unseen. That's why when you see me praising God, most of the time, I don't even know what I'm praising him about. I'm praising him for the things he kept me from. Sometimes I didn't even know I was in harm's way till it was all over. But he touched him, touch your neighbor, tell him he'll shield you, he'll shield you. Truth be told, the reason I didn't kill myself is because he shielded me. And the reason I didn't kill nobody else for that matter, hey, is because he shielded me. I'm telling you, the reason I didn't faint in the fight was because God shielded me. I wasn't so spiritual, and I wasn't so holy, and I wasn't so courageous. It's just the fact that the shadow of El Shaddai, me. He isolated me. When I was alone, he shielded me. When I was in danger, he shielded me. When I was hated, he shielded me. And you wondered why I didn't get upset when you rolled your eyes at me. Child, I didn't even see you roll your eyes. Shield from me. In a storm, he'll shield you. In the rain, he'll shield you. In adversity, God will shield you. Somebody clap your hands and thank him for being a sit down. Number two, write this down. The same God that shielded you from time to time, that very same God will turn around and unsettle you. Write it down, he'll unsettle you. Because see, when the eagle first builds her nest, she makes it comfortable for the hatching purposes. She makes it cozy. She's got this little eaglet and she wants to make it easy for them during the early developmental stages. But the same eagle that works hard to make the nest comfortable, when she starts realizing that it's time for you to go to another level, baby, she will climb in that nest and start stirring it all up. And when she does, all of the thorns and the thistles come to the surface. When the eagle realizes, baby, you are lazy somebody up in here. You are too idle. You are too content. You are taking it too easy. And when she does, now the eaglet finds that the place that used to be comfortable, it ain't comfortable anymore. Lord, help me. That's where some of y'all been feeling. You're like, God, what are you doing in my life? Where I used to rest, I can't rest. What used to be okay, it ain't okay anymore. Things that used to work, God, it just ain't working. What are you doing in my life? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's put his finger in the nest of your life and he's stirring it up. And when he does, now everywhere you turn, something is poking you and something is pricking you and something refuses to allow you to settle for less. And it's made you aggravated. It's made you frustrated. And you try to rebuke it and you try to refuse it, but ain't none changing, is it? You took authority. You took dominion. You took sleeping pills and nerve pills. God only knows what else you done took, but ain't nothing changing, because when God wants the nest of your life stirred up, he will stir it up. He will unsettle you on purpose. Number three, write this down. The same God that shields you and unsettles you from time to time, he will also shove you. He will shove you. Oh, yes, he will. See, the mother eagle has a strong affection for her babies. And she shows it not by just protecting them, but she shows it by educating them on how to fly. So she shoves them out of their comfort zone. She pushes them around. See, God's been doing the same thing to some of y'all. He's been pushing you around. Oh, yeah. He's a pusher, you know. He really is. He will push you out of your complacency. He'll push you out of your comfort zone. All of a sudden, pastor will call and ask you to do something you've never done a day in your life. And you'll be like, oh, I can't do that. But you're the one that said, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. See, I know the story, okay, because I am you. Okay, I'm telling you. But God will push you into places that you don't think you, how in the world can I do this? He'll push you beyond your borders. He'll push you beyond your boundaries. He'll even push you beyond your wherewithal. He'll push you beyond your resources. Every blessing I ever got in my life, I got it before I could afford it. That's my testimony. Every blessing I ever got, at least I got it before I thought I could afford it. See, what happened to me was I went and I was just teaching the ladies and I was just preaching a little bit at my church. I was still trying to determine if I was called to preach or not. I didn't know. I thought I was just maybe supposed to be an exhorter, you know, a singer who talks a few minutes before their song. And so I was still wrestling with all of that. And then one preacher called and asked me to come to his conference. So I thought, Lord have mercy, a conference. Well, I thought when you were a preacher, you started out preaching like, you know, a service or a revival service or, but a conference? Why are they calling me? I was a nervous wreck. I was so sick to my stomach. I just was fit to be tied, and I'm telling him yes, but all the way I'm just complaining as to why I can't be the one for this job. So I went that night and I preached, and God really fell into place. He blessed people. Well, I didn't know what had happened, but for the entire year after that, my phone started ringing off the hook, and I didn't know what was up with that, and I couldn't figure it out. People would be like, Pastor, somebody wants you to come and preach in California. I ain't never been to California in my life. Who do I know in California? How do they know me? I mean, they were calling me from everywhere, and I didn't know how to handle it. And all I could remember is my bishop, who is Bishop Jakes, I was with him in West Virginia. And all I remember him saying was, when he just really started blowing up, he just said, well, go tell them to fax me a letter of invitation so that when they send it to me, and if I go there and they got a problem, I can hold that letter up and say, you invited me. I didn't invite myself. That's all I knew to do. I said to our receptionist, well, go down to Staples and buy us a fax machine. I'm telling you the truth. She bought a fax machine, she brought it back. And people just started calling, and they started calling from everywhere. Next thing I know, I'm doing conferences, women's conferences, church conferences, leadership conferences, and all the way, I'm walking to the pulpit going, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm going to make a fool out of both of us right here tonight. Come to find out that preacher that I had preached for, that one message, put it on BT for a solid year. And everybody saw it but me. See, God, I'm going to tell you something. You don't know what God's doing on your behalf right now. Blessing me like crazy. I didn't know. But he was pushing me into things that I didn't feel qualified for. But I'm going to tell you something. When you realize that the excellency is of God and not of us, it'll make you lean on him. He'll push you. Some of you, he's been pushing you around. You would have never bought the car had the bus route not stopped coming by your house. So he pushed you into it. Some of you never would have built your own business, but he let them hand you a pink slip. Some of you would have never bought the house, but the little apartment place kicked you out because they were going to tear it down. Let me tell you something. God has been pushing somebody around in this room. It's not the devil. It is God, and he pushes. Now the whole process the whole purpose of the process of the mother eagle pushing the eaglet out, the whole purpose of God pushing you out, is because it's the mama wants the eaglet to climb out of some things on its own. God, the whole purpose of God pushing you around is because he wants you to climb out of some things on your own. He wants you out of some places of complacency. He wants you out of some unhealthy relationships, unhealthy connections, so he'll make them lose your number. And now you'll be over here mad at them because they didn't call you. Well, God made them lose your number. He wants you out of unhealthy things because the company you keep is a reflection of your mentality. I'm going to say it again because that's worth writing. The company that you keep is a reflection of your mentality. I ain't even got to know you. I just got to know who your posse is. And if I know you, I'll be like, they ain't about nothing. She ain't about nothing. You preaching, Pastor Cheryl Brady, in here today? You better preach. Listen, if they've cut you off and they've let you go, stop crying about it, because they are chickens and you are eagles. Eagles are built for high places. Woo! I said eagles are built for high places. Eagles live on another level. They move on another level. They dream on another level. You know you are hooked up with another eagle when they can share your dream and not be intimidated by it. Now, here's the thing. I got to hurry. Sit down. Here's the thing. This is very important right here. If the eaglet would have known that she could fly, the pushing process wouldn't have been near as scary. But because she don't know that she can fly, mama has to teach her some things that she can do that she don't know she can do. Mama's gotta teach her some things that she was born to do. Y'all better hear me today. You are born to do some things. There are things that are in you. You don't know you can do it. So God has to shove you around. So mama pushes the eaglet out. And usually the first attempt, granted, it's almost always a failure because she's never had to use her wings in that kind of a dimension before. So it don't look good, I promise. It looks like she's going down for the count. It looks like she's going to hit the ground at 100 miles an hour. Oh, but touch somebody, tell them it's going to be all right. And the reason I know it's going to be all right is because mama is sitting up here perched on a limb. And if his eye is on the sparrow, touch your neighbor, say, help is on the way. Help is on the way. And just before that eaglet hits the ground and shatters, here comes mama. Somebody ought to help me thank God for a landing spot. Have you ever had God to catch you in the nick of time when friends wouldn't catch you, when family wouldn't catch you? There is a God that will swoop up and catch you in the nick of time. That's why when I praise him, I don't care what anybody thinks.
Thanks for listening to Connections with Cheryl Brady. If you would like to order a copy of today's message, it's all part of the process, visit our online store at cherylbrady.com or call 888-CHERYL8. Again, thank you for listening to Connections with Cheryl Brady.